And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Well, Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin this morning in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have the man, Ron Lane, the man that sells fun from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. It's Labor Day weekend, and how appropriate to have the summer fun guy on the unofficial end of summer here on Let's Talk Hookup. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Okay, and, those of you watching the stream, watch this. I'm going to put us back in the studio here, and we have an outdoor stream today during the breaks.
How about that?
So we're looking at the Royal Star on the stream.
I think they're cleaning it up by this point. I saw the finality of unloading.
Yeah. So if you're on YouTube Live or Facebook Live, you got to see the scene at Fisherman's Landing this morning. It's pretty quiet. Yesterday, almost all the boats left. So it was crazy yesterday because it's Labor Day weekend and everybody was in and out on before Labor Day. But today, Royal Star and who knows who else, but a lot of good fishing out there. But welcome, Corey. Great to have you.
Awesome to be in here.
Yeah, it's been a while since you were at Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Man, what a
good trip, huh?
Magical, man. That place and what Valerie does is just magical. I mean, you heard me talking about it.
Yeah.
It's, beautiful.
So cool.
That's beautiful. The fishing's insane. Just
It's everything. Can't wait to go back, huh?
It checks.
And your trip's almost full already for next year?
That's what Valerie was saying.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. Like
who doesn't want to fish with Corey?
Well absolutely.
That's not the case.
It's
the adventure. It checks every box.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's everything. You know, it's good times. It's good people. It's a beautiful place. And the harvest is
hands down, amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What'd you bring home?
Ling cod, a little bit of halibut, and a lot of king salmon.
A lot of king. Man. The king salmon was fishing was off the charts.
They're so fatty and delicious. Yeah. There's so much herring up there. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was abundant, huh?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I look forward. Honest to God, I look forward to next year already.
Like yeah. That's so cool.
And I told you I've got something in the works in my head. I just need to put it into play with making something cool for a
program. Oh, okay. Watch out. The ling cod. Carol was catching king salmon on your bait.
Let me tell you, we had 25-pound king salmon on the 8-inch slug on a 12-ounce lead head.
Rafter minor house.
What's the theme for?
Oh, my.
Oh, we had so much fun. But
Cool. Well, welcome, Ron Lane.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, guys. Mr. Fun.
Been having fun.
Yeah.
The whole family's leader of fun.
So how can they say this is the unofficial end of summer?
That's something we need to talk about.
Well, in other parts of the country, it kind of is.
Cause they don't count.
Because it's cold and stuff. But here in Southern California,
it's the beginning of our summer,
right?
And, you know, and so I talked to Ava, and I go, Ava, what do our numbers look like? And she goes, well, we were down a little bit in June, down a little bit in July, and then the sun came out.
Right?
So it's really the beginning of our summer. So this is, and it's so ironic, too, because Hobie announced a sale. End of summer sale.
And I'm going, well, How's that going? I mean, that is today. Today's the last day.
Well, no, it's Tuesday's the last day.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, so Tuesday's the last day, and it's the biggest sale that
But wait a minute. You're closed tomorrow and Monday.
That's right. So
today and Tuesday is the sale.
That's right. And we thought about that. And if you say, hey, I want an Outback at that, you know, at the sale price, and you call the store, we'll call you on Tuesday or... you know, right after, and we'll hold the price. But go down to the store. If you're even thinking of getting an inflatable, an Outback, any of those, this is the biggest sale we've done on them, particularly inflatables. I mean, we couldn't even get them 2 years ago. And so we've been selling a lot of them. And, and Ava goes, well, our numbers are way up in August. And I'm going, well, look at it's the weather.
Yeah, well, people are getting the hang of it. This is just a great device to go fishing, right, Corey?
I love kayak fishing.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's nothing like it.
You know, and so here we got the endless summer sale going on at the beginning of our summer. I mean, more people coming in the store. It's been busier. Fishing's good. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is where it gets good. You know, what's better than September?
Yeah.
I think we're going to have beautiful September, October weather. It's crazy. We still have marine layer. We still have marine layer.
It's weird.
Coming in the September.
And it's supposed to get warm and humid, which is typical for, you know, we get humid in September
here. I smell the elephant already.
Yeah. It could happen. So tell us what the hot items have been this week during the big Hobie sale. And first of all, Hobie never goes on sale. So this is a very rare opportunity.
Really rare.
And the discounts are pretty substantial.
You could save over $800 on a 360 Pro Angler.
Wow.
The new XR. Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking.
Well, whatever. So you brought props because we're on YouTube Live and Facebook Live at Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. And by the way, we added the outdoor camera today. Still having we're working on some technical issues, but we've progressed here. So during the breaks, you'll see the outdoor camera. Or if something's moving behind us and we see the Royal Star pulling out or something, we'll pop to the outdoor camera. But being that we're on video, and now we're also, I'm proud to announce, on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
A big deal.
Yes, it's a big deal.
You've been working, haven't you?
So when you stream, as well as 1090 AM. So when you're streaming the Let's Talk Hookup app, from 7 to 9 a.m., of course, you're going to hear Let's Talk Hookup. But when it's not 7 to 9 a.m., you're going to hear the Sports Kid Radio Network on our app. So 7:24. So that will be streaming on our app. And they're just great people there at Sports Grid. They are nationwide, worldwide, super popular sports network. Of course, it's all about football right now and guys getting their wagering together for football and stuff like that. But of course, they're embracing fishing here on the West Coast.
I like it.
So we're super stoked to be a part of it. And thanks to Mike Cardano and his crew over there, Carl the engineer and everything, for making it happen. So that's what you'll hear different on the West Let's Talk Hookup app. But on the video portion, Rick, Let's Talk Hookup radio show on YouTube and Facebook, show us the prop that you brought, Ron. Okay. This is the advantage of the video here.
Well, you know, for years I've come on the show and we've been talking about Mirage Drive.
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck is a Mirage Drive? And how many have they been? How long have they been building them?
Yeah.
It really surprised me when I did a little homework. It turns out we've sold thousands.
Here's the thing, though, Ron. If you've used a Mirage Drive, you know. I mean, it's ingrained in your fishing brain, right?
And if you don't know,
you go, what is that little thingamajig? Yeah, what is a Mirage Drive?
So this is a Mirage Drive. I don't know. Is that
there? It is. There? Yeah, that's the camera right there.
So this is the latest, greatest Mirage Drive.
That's the hot one.
Well, yeah, it's got reverse. It's got kick-up fins. Watch this. When you want to go in reverse, whoop, now you're in reverse. And it's like right now you're in reverse.
But here's the incredible thing: the engineer.
How does that work?
Oh, look at that!
It just switches right around.
So, yeah. So you know, there's been several stories I've told. Where I put these things, like when we were out fishing in Cedros Island around Boiler Rocks, I'd zoom in, make a cast where I couldn't normally get to, and then start backing out before the next wave broke on the rock, and you get right where you can get right in and get right out.
With stealth. I mean, with stealth, you're able to get in and pop it in reverse, make your cast, and get it all done. Here's the amazing thing I've heard this from you, is they engineered these from the fins of a penguin.
That's
for their
right.
efficiency.
That's right.
And the way they work.
We used to always talk about it. Like
yeah.
That too.
I remember.
The little penguin fins.
Yeah.
And go, what is that? And it looks so... It looks not intuitive. It just looks like, why
does that
work?
How does that go forward? Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, if you look at this... This is a big old propeller.
Yeah.
But it only goes halfway.
Amazing, Ron.
So the twist in that makes it propulsion.
I see. Uh-huh.
Now, if you're going along a few years back, you know, when Phil, the guy who designed the 360, the one that moves in any direction, when he designed it, I looked on him and there was kick-up fins. I'm going, what kick-up? What? So if you hit something, these will kick up.
Yeah, rather than break.
Rather than bend or break or, you know, so you're not in trouble. And as you pedal,
they go back into place.
They go right back into place.
I didn't even know that.
And they come right out, pedal away. And if you go on, you know, any of the, like the Hobie Kayak website, you'll see all kinds of videos of them hitting rocks and logs.
Yeah.
I've done it. They've pedaled by.
Yeah. You hit launch ramps when you're coming in. Stuff. Yeah.
All that stuff that used to cost you money doesn't cost you any money anymore.
So the other cool and intuitive thing about the Mirage Drive is the adjustment of the foot pedals.
Yeah.
So you can adjust them to, you know, not every, yeah, Corey's way up there.
Ron and Peter.
Yeah, they're way back here. Exactly. So you can adjust for your size and your comfort.
Well, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Push the button.
Push the button and go.
That is so cool. Hobie is just like the leader of innovation. I mean,
they
changed the entire kayak world. And I still, I mean, I have to admit, I still have a paddle kayak. Here's the thing, though. No, I know. It's almost like I'm have a tear coming down my eye, right?
But, you're in like BC.
I mean, it kind of gets it done. But here's the thing, these things are so damn fast that I'll be paddling and trying to look
all
cool.
While you're paddling, you don't have your rod in your hand.
I know it. It sucks.
That's the other big thing.
But I'm trying to look all cool, and this guy's just effortlessly just passing me up.
while he's sipping or casting.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I know.
It is a big deal, and I started thinking about it. The thousands of boats we've sold.
Yeah.
How few things go wrong.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing the durability. I mean, you look at all the moving parts in that. It's like, oh, that's a
People
thing.
Always start out, what's the maintenance, Ron?
Yeah.
I go, well, you go like this with your hose.
Yeah. Wash it off.
It off.
So crazy.
I mean, once in a while... things happen on the Mirage Drive, but not very often.
Well, I've got clients that fish these four times a week. You know, they're retired guys that are just constantly, and they'll come in every once in a while, and they'll get a new chain or something, but that's peanuts.
Yeah.
This is an expensive unit. It's 8 pounds, but it's a little over $100 a pound.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
These are expensive.
Well, it's a precision instrument, is what it is.
The kickups with the bearings in it.
With all the things in it.
Yeah, they've made so many changes. And, and I when I thought about it, I'm going, well, gosh, Ron, how long have you been selling these things? We've been selling these things. They came out in 97. We've been selling them since 98.
Wow.
And the first time I saw them, I looked at Ketterman, the designer, said, what do we need that for?
Duh.
Right?
Well, so that brings up a couple questions here. One, what if you have the old paddle kayak and it's like, man, that looks cool. I want one of those. Can you trade in your paddle kayak?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
We do.
You do that?
Yeah. But I got to tell you, in all honesty, Craigslist sells kayaks.
Yeah.
They sell more kayaks than I do.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants a, you know, an upgrade.
Yeah.
It's like fishing. You know, if you're in a skiff, you want the two foot bigger. We call it 2-foot-itis. But if you want to sell your boat, really good pictures on Craigslist, and they'll sell.
They'll sell.
Yeah. Now, and we also trade them in, and what do we do with them? We just buff them out a little bit, make sure that the bungee cord, all the little things on them work, the handles are all good. Then we put them on Craigslist.
But what we got to do?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we sell them, and you know, it keeps the guys busy in the back. But it's if you don't want to sit and do something on Craigslist, wait around at your garage waiting on somebody, just come trade them in.
So, yeah, trade it in.
And the main thing is come down to the store and do a demo. Call the store, and so many people they like the idea of being able to blow up a boat, just inflate it in minutes. I mean,
and have it in the trunk of their car.
Right.
Right. And show up and blow up, as you say.
Or what Pete does, travel with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took it on a plane. Yeah.
Oh, you
took
it on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sort of
I took it to Montana in the car. I took two in the car. I took one on a plane up to go to Pyramid Lake. And it's, I mean, depending on the agent you get, if you take the I-9, they didn't charge me either way. Sometimes it's 50, you know, you got to watch the weight though.
Ava learned the trick on that. Learned the trick on that is read whatever airline it is. Read the fine print.
Yeah,
and arm yourself because sometimes you'll know more than the person checking you.
Right,
and so we walked up with two I-11s. Ava was going to visit some relatives in the Midwest, and the lady goes, "Oh, that'll be $150 a piece," and Ava goes, "No. It's oversized or overweight. It's one or the other.
Not both.
But never both.
Never both."
Oh, and I'm like going, okay. I'm sitting there going, God, they're going to take them, Ava. Just zip it. But she just battled out, man. Yeah. $75.
But that's the I-11. The I-9, usually you don't get charged.
Yeah.
So what's amazing to me is here is this incredible device, this Mirage Drive. And you can put it in an inflatable kayak. How did they do that? That's what's amazing to me. I mean, that it's rigid. They make it rigid enough to place this amazing device with something inflatable.
And it turned it into one of our fastest kayaks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're...
No, they're super nimble, super stable.
Really stable. And that's the thing, is people are sitting out there going, well, I'd like to get one and put it on my boat and go to Catalina. What are you waiting on?
Yeah.
They're on sale right now.
Right now.
Your next
trip. How much off?
Oh, those are like $300 off each.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
So the other kayak that blows my mind, and I know you've seen them, Corey, is the Lynx.
Yes.
It's like the missing Lynx, right? It is
super lightweight.
It is
fun. I fished on it this week with Debbie. Debbie and I went out in the bay, and we were catching spotties. That was so fun. And listen to
this.
It's
so light.
She caught the first one. And she caught the biggest one.
Of course she did.
So the next eight I caught didn't count.
Didn't even matter.
Yeah.
She got the first one and the biggest one.
Yeah. So the Lynx, describe the Lynx for those that aren't familiar with the Hobie product line there.
Well, this is an interesting one because a lot of the guys, I mean, I was one of the guys, I'm going, we're hearing this all the time, Hobie. We want a hard boat, a hard boat that's not an inflatable that weighs under 40 pounds. And that's just impossible.
Yeah.
So it weighs 45. And 45 pounds for an 11-foot kayak that's that wide and that stable and you can stand on it easily, that's pretty good. And what they did was it's a thermoform boat that encases what's like a stand-up paddleboard. It's foam with a glass layer over it and then thermoform. So it's real durable, but they could get it under that 50 pound. It's 45
crazy
pounds. Yeah, very durable, and it's probably our fastest of any of the kinds.
You know the one thing we haven't mentioned?
It's faster?
Yeah, it's fast.
The one thing we haven't mentioned are the seats. And when we were on the Islander trip, 12 hours in the kayak, in my mind, number one was having the
Mirage Drive.
The Mirage Drive, but having the seat. The engineers, it sounds so simple,
but
it makes the difference in having a day of fun.
Well, in a regular kayak seat, the cloth ones that clip in and you sit down in the boat, typical comfort zone would be 3 to 4 hours. And a lot of the guys would fish for
Ron,
6, 8 hours.
I can confirm that.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe 4.
We can fix that,
hey,
Corey.
Hey, yeah. Maybe 4 hours with my legs falling asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know, and
legs fall asleep, just pedal more.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
When you put a seat that's like a lawn chair in it and make it, you know, where you're at a different angle and it can adjust back and forward, that keeps you really fresh, but
yeah,
that movement of pedaling keeps those legs.
But it also elevates you just a little bit more off the water.
And in the pro angler, a lot more.
Yes. Yeah. So I want to go back to the Lynx because I think that's one of the best kept secrets at, well, I know you sell a ton of them, but a lot of people think, oh, the inflatable. But the Lynx weighs 45 pounds.
Right.
And it's like a stand-up paddleboard.
It'll hold that thought.
Yeah.
Now, when we put them on cars, people
right
will go, I want to get two boats. Do you think three will fit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they stack like a stand-up paddleboard. But yet, it's a super stable, Mirage-driven fishing kayak.
Well, how many cars have you seen that have three stand-up paddleboards?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Can you use it as a stand-up paddleboard if you really
sure
want
you
to?
Could, yeah.
Take the Mirage Drive out, just grab a paddle and paddle around.
You got that.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I put the new Bixby tiller drive motor on one, so I'll be playing with that today.
The motor on the Lynx?
Yeah, a little Bixby motor.
Wow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really fast.
That thing would probably create a wake, man. Probably not. It'd probably get on top of the water.
And what I'm concerned about is when you're going fast and all of a sudden you turn real sharp, that momentum, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. We're so happy to be a part of Sports Grid. And those of you that listen to Sports Grid and go, hey, I didn't know fishing was a sport. It is a sport,
right?
Yeah, and it's a big sport too, and across the nation.
Oh, don't wreck it for everybody.
But Sports Grid is such a great network, and we got a whole new audience across the country listening to us on the Sports Grid network. So welcome.
They're gonna have to come out to San Diego and enjoy what real fishing is all about.
There you go.
That was a blast.
The epicenter of fun.
Yeah,
and we're gonna have a really fun day today, having Ron Lane in here with Ron Lane and his kayaks and just having a great time. Dude, your family is just the leaders of fun, man. Jared and Salty Crew and just the whole thing. We're actually going to give away $100 worth of Salty Crew gear. They can come into the shop there.
Right. Shopping spree. But we're doing two. One for the caller and one for the
texter.
There it is.
Yeah. So there is.
There
is
no
caller and the tech. No flip of the coin today. A texter and a caller win $100 shopping spree at Fastlane Kayaks for Salty Crew gear.
We can flip the coin.
Okay.
Because the coin flip winner will also get a surprise Salty Crew package.
Oh, really?
So one will be beefed up.
I have to tell you, side note here for 20 seconds. The Salty Crew bags.
Oh, yeah. I love those things.
The backpack and the duffel bag is now my new travel gear.
They're
for
nice.
The last year, that's all I travel with.
Yeah.
I got to say, nice. We sell a lot of those, and I use them a lot.
The duffel bag works great as a check-in bag. Done deal.
Well, and you can make it little, or it can fill
it. That's what's so cool about that bag.
Yes, it can really expand, for sure.
All right. Hey, you can step right in, and maybe with that $100, put it toward one of those bags,
there
or whatever you want to do. We've got Ron Lane in here for the next couple hours. Give us a call. The number is 213-432-1090. Or you can text us only through the app. Done super simple. You go on the app there. It's a super free, easy download. And it says text to show right there.
That's
right. Send us a text. We're going to be looking at them. You're going to be watching. Pete and myself looking at
our. We're not making texts. We're checking your texts on our phones.
Exactly. You're not distracted.
Yeah. No, not at all. So join us for the next 2 hours, and we're going to be right back with Ron Lane and Fast Lane Kayaks when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
It's the perfect time to cruise on in and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard, and a great deal. During Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event from now until August 30th, 2024, eligible new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include up to 7 years of coverage protection, and 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with up to 5 years. Need portable power? Then this will be a hit too. New 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $250 in dealer credit. Cruise your way through saving during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a 24-month Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is administered by Automotive Warranty Services of Florida, Incorporated. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. 60604 866 937-3983. License number 600.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin, tuna, and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and hope you're having fun watching us on, Facebook Live?
Facebook Live and YouTube Live,
YouTube Live.
But if you were watching the outdoor camera, we're still having technical theory.
Yeah.
For some reason, it went out just now.
So it did.
We have the indoor camera, which we're good.
That's all fun.
But I don't know what happened to the outdoor camera. We'll see if we can get it figured out. But
this is all such new technical.
It's so new technical.
It's
so foreign.
So foreign to me.
Yeah.
But having Ron in here speaking my language.
Yeah.
Fishing and kayaking and having a good time.
We have some great phone calls coming
in. If you want to join us, look at that. We've already got a handful of calls. But if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. I know there's already more than a handful of texts that have come through.
Yeah.
And
lots more to come.
We're giving away a $100 shopping spree for Salty Crew gear to both a texter and a caller.
Yep.
And a flip of the coin would be for something special.
Oh, yeah.
From Salty
Cream. Yeah, I'm just waiting on a call to see if I can talk about it.
Oh.
Top secret.
Yeah. Top secret. There's something on the table here that's kind of a hint, but I can't really talk about
it,
that. So.
It is kind of a hint. But,
yeah.
So if you're watching, if you're not, you're going to want to go look. And maybe you can figure it out. Maybe you can't. But is the complete unveiling next week?
Like yeah. There's going to be... a collab.
So if you
that
don't,
Salty Crew does, and check their website.
I better stop
you.
Jared's gonna be very happy. I just stopped you right now. You're gonna go too far. But so, if you don't hear about it today, stay tuned for the next week.
That's right.
There
That's
it is. Right. All right.
Yeah. And
all
Jared,
right.
if you hear this, text me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, you have a great text there, Corey.
I do. Let's see here. It didn't come with a name, but it might. Speak to something here. Good morning, gents. I finally had the opportunity to use a gift certificate that I received from here for the San Diego on Thursday, and I thought I might have saw you, Pete.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, and he says, at the rock pile, I was super stoked to fish with Captain Ryan again. Fishing was tough. Due to the conditions, and he wants to know how you did, Peter.
Yeah, it was a tough day, and I was on the new Steiger craft down there, and talking to Captain Ryan Boschian was running the boat, which was cool.
Yeah,
and Ron
was
with me. We were there.
That was cool.
Boy, the rock pile was green. And
was it?
Yeah,
and it was kind of green.
Yeah, but
you know, I really like your boat. And with that Seakeeper in it, oh my goodness, it wasn't even fair. We were still stable.
Yeah.
It was kind of rough for a little skip.
Yeah. Later on, the morning was beautiful, and then all of a sudden that wind popped up. But anyway, we left the rock pile there, kind of hung out, because the day before, Ryan said he did pretty well there, starting at like 10:30. Waited it out, didn't happen, went up to the South Cup Ridge. Then we finally, we were kind of hanging our heads low there, but we had a fun day. Finally went up to the middle grounds and found some fish, and we ended up with five. So
that's
cool.
Not bad.
Yeah, we ended up with a good day.
But
it all happened between 2 and 4 in the afternoon.
And the yellows have been good size.
Oh, no, they were
beautiful, great 15 to 20 pounders.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So we did the slow troll thing. That was good. We did the drifts. That was good. But I got a question for everybody. Now think about this. Whenever you catch a surface iron fish, shouldn't it count for more?
Like quadruple?
I don't know, but
I don't know. More than
double. I caught some great, you know, they're really fun. The bite's always a little different. You know how they kind of tug on it, and then sometimes they take it. But I saw Pete's face. He cast it out right under some little picking birds, and I'm going, oh, he's going to, oh, he's up. Yep, he's on.
Oh.
And just the sound he made.
Ugh.
Yeah. Now, that fish needs to count for more. So did we really get just five? Or was it six?
Anyway, I got to drive the boat. Somebody's got to drive the boat.
Oh, no,
right?
That was the best.
Yeah.
Watching you catch that fish.
Anyway, I will throw out big kudos to Brandon and Matt and their two fish jigs.
Yes.
Those things swim well.
Do they?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Well, I like the little sidestep they do.
Yeah.
You know, wonk, 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 sidestep.
Yeah.
Wonk, wonk, wonk. Yeah. I watched it come in a few times.
Yeah.
That's a nice jig.
They swim quite well.
You're talking sexy to me now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, talking to Tommy P, went to Clemente with Benny Florentino.
Yes.
With Wayne for his birthday, and they were killing it on the slug, he said.
He sent me.
Speaking of slugs.
Send me some pictures, yeah. And actually, so it's not like the traditional calico, it's not the 8-inch and that kind of thing, but it's the 7-inch, the smaller version I talk about with surf fishing. And it's just, it's the 7-aught Gamakatsu with the 5-inch weedless or the 7-inch slug. It fits both. I fish them from El Salto. I have fished them at Martha's Vineyard, Striper.
Really?
All the way to Calico Bass and Halibut in the Surf. Like,
when doesn't Benny Florentino catch fish?
I know.
Yeah. And when
so
doesn't
and
Corey catch fish?
And Wednesday it was flat, so they had a beautiful time out there in Clemente.
Benny's
hey,
the best.
It's time to head south. Our Baja Report from Chris from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina, and it's sponsored by Gamakatsu, not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives, which are totally amazing. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also special, too, including the Gamakatsu brake. Great scissors, super great scissors made with ceramic blades so they never rust. See your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. Good morning, Chris.
Buenos dias, Pedro, Corey, Will. How's everybody doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, man. It's another beautiful day down here in East Cape. It's shaping up. I can tell it's already going to be a great day of fishing. We've had another great week. I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but the yellowfin tuna bite has just been going off. We had really just one slow day the whole week on Thursday, but it picked right back up yesterday, and really some really nice size coming in. We're not seeing the 180, 150 pounders this past week, but plenty of 50s and 60s, and about the closest they came in this past week was maybe about 15, 17 miles. They're back out at about 40 over the last couple days, which, hey, man, you got to take a little ride to get out there, but you got to go where the fish are. So basically, you just head out straight out in the morning, go find the porpoise, you know, and start catching tuna. And then also there's blue marlin galore and striped marlin too. So you know, not really much else going on besides those two, but still just a real productive week. And you know, people are having a great time out on the water. I'm actually going to try to get out on Vaquero tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds good. But at least there's stuff to catch, and sounds like fun to me.
Yeah. There's nothing to complain about down here, that's for sure.
Yellowfin and smoked yellowfin, man. That sounds so delicious right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got a smoked yellowfin, sandwich on the board there too at Smokey's. That's real popular.
Oh yeah,
with a cerveza.
With cold cervezas. Oh. Yeah, for sure, guys. Yeah, it's you know, this time of year, I'll tell you, you know, the town's a little slow. Just, you know, this is the time of year where it kind of there's not as many people fishing, but those that are bringing in the fish. So it's good, and it's going to pick up a lot after the second week of September. So in terms of numbers, in terms of charters going out.
Sure. And, of course, we have our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. We're going to be fishing on Vaquero with you, Chris, and looking forward to that group. And I think there might be a spot or two left on that if you want to call Van Wormer Resorts and get in with us on that October. The Rich Top, the 30th annual, believe it or not, Rich Top Memorial Tournament. So
wow.
That's going to be...
Oh, man, I can't wait to see you guys. And, Rich, what a guy. What a guy.
Best. None better than Rich Top. For sure. We miss him a lot. Hey, Chris, somebody wants to come fishing with you or come over, get some smoked fish, get your fish processed. How do we find you?
You can find us at VaqueraBaja.com. I'm sorry, VaqueraSportsFishing.com. And you can also email me at BajaSmokeDog2G@gmail.com. Right. And we'll take care of all your needs.
Great, Chris. Thanks. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Hasta.
Hasta la vista. All right.
He's been such a great addition.
He's such a great addition. Chris is awesome.
There's a resemblance of not really John Ireland, but just I want to be there.
He brings that Baja feel to the show.
Yes, please.
We miss John.
I know.
Yeah. Phones are packing up. You want to get through 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's pick first line right there. Who's Dana? Dana calling from Ocean Beach. Good morning, Dana.
Hey guys, how's it going? Good to talk.
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to let everybody. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry for stepping on your Pete. Just wanted to let everybody know that the Hobie saga continues in my life. I think I've had every boat that Ron ever sold. My favorite is the Lynx by far, and I've been preaching that gospel at La Jolla to anyone I see. But there was also another thing that came up. I walked in there. I told Ron about 6 months ago, man, my legs keep falling asleep when I'm going. It's usually between the 8th and 10th mile, so it's pretty good. And he recommended this squishy seat, which is a memory foam Hobie seat that is waterproof. And I was really skeptical. I think I came in the store 3 times before I bought it, and I can tell you it's a lifesaver.
So what is that? Is that a cushion that you put on the current seat, or is it a different seat?
No, it's a cushion.
It's a cushion that goes on the current seat. It's a pad, but I don't ever take it off. I just strapped it on there. I wash off the boat. I store it. It's perfect.
Oh, everybody uses them raves about them.
Yeah, sounds like a must. I'm anti-fatigue, Matt.
Well, no, it's squishy butt.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean, anti-fatigue, yeah. So tell us, Dana, what do you like about the Lynx over the other? I know I've seen you on inflatables. I've seen you on Outbacks, Pro Anglers. What do you like about the Lynx that makes it your favorite boat?
What I like about it is that I can put it on top of my car without, you know, hurting myself. I never hurt myself, but, you know, you get a little older. You get done fishing, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. Lugging the Pro Angler up on the top of my car, because I don't have a trailer or anything like that, was just a little bit old. But the Lynx is fast. I can be thinking about fishing and in the water from my house in 35 minutes.
Jeez.
Wow.
And
perfect.
The first time he picked up his Lynx, went straight to La Jolla Shores and caught a huge yellowtail. Talk about that, Dana.
Yep. It was funny because I took it out. I was, you know, you're on a shakedown cruise, so you're not really sure what it does yet. First time I was ever on the water on it. Went out and went straight out at La Jolla and was messing with my fish finder, trying to get everything, and anybody who kayak fishes knows that you're going to get entangles. I dropped down to get some bait, and I got in one of the worst tangles I've ever had in Spectra. I spent the next 15 minutes, actually 12 minutes, fixing that Spectra. I got that lined up. I looked down. I had floated north, and I saw a big mark about halfway up at about 150 feet. I threw a Colt Sniper at it twice and hooked up on a fish. And it was a great 35-pound yellow.
Yeah,
and
I was 35-pound yellow. So
back on the beach 40 minutes after I launched.
45 minutes with a 35-pound yellow. So
on a Lynx,
what do you do with the fish? Just put it on the deck?
You just put it on the deck, hopefully center it if you can, because it's surprisingly stable. But, yeah, I mean, if you're coming in on a wave, you don't want to ever catch a wave. But it does change it changes the balance points. You just got to deal with it. But that's a good problem to have.
I like that problem.
It's a good problem.
Hey, Dana, were you using a game clip to keep that thing connected to the boat, the yellowtail?
I catch the yellowtail or anything I really, really want to keep and don't lose is you catch it, you put the clip on, and then you bleed it, and then you take the hook out, and then you put it in the nice bag, you know, the kill bag. That fits on top of the Lynx.
That's a veteran.
Oh,
right,
really?
There.
Okay, so the kill, that was one of the points I wanted to make. They make a kayak kill bag, and that fits on the Lynx?
It fits. It hangs over a little bit, but it's just fine. I wish it was a little bit smaller, but they're not going to make a special one for the Lynx. But it works great, and it's amazing. It's a reliable bag, so it's everything a reliable bag is.
Good. Yeah, it works good.
So
10 hours.
Cool.
Nice, still. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Dana. Nice. There's a personal testimonial from a guy that knows these fishes.
No, it was so funny. I knew Dana would love this boat because he was making those noises that the Pro Angler was a little big. He was moving to a smaller beach house in OB. And I go, here, give me $100. You get the first one. And he didn't even know what he was buying. He gave me a deposit. And I called him. They were ready. And he was down there the first day just panting, you know.
Yeah. He's ready.
It was great.
You're talking
awesome.
About Chris Minnick?
Yeah, no. Chris bought two.
Yeah, that one too.
No, Chris bought two.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Dana. Appreciate the call this morning. You know, a couple things I want to note. The Shogun 6-Day that Ron Lane will be hosting.
Oh, that's
Ron
going to happen.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
October 21st to the 27th. You talk about prime time and probably run down and get that yellowfin that's been biting so well. And just absolutely annihilate that stuff. There's spots open. There's never spots open on that trip.
What's the deal?
But there's spots open. So if you want to go fishing with Ron on a 6-day on the Let's Talk Hookup Shogun, call Opresti Sport Fishing and 226-8030 or just book online, ShogunSportFishing.com, and book that trip October 21st to the 27th. And a rare opportunity to get on a 6-day on one of the best boats there.
Oh, that's a fun. That's
yeah.
so fun.
Yeah.
I went one time, was so addicted.
Just fishing with you, Ron, is fun.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
period.
Well, bless Kook. Yeah. I get to go fishing with all these really great guys, and that helps. I mean,
oh my gosh,
Chris Minnick gives me a how-to, and I go out and go do exactly what he says.
That's how you catch fish. And that's what I call good times.
And you know, that crew really is an amazing group of guys. They really help.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even the guys that weren't so skilled were catching fish.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold that
thought. Fish of a lifetime.
Because we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastline Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, launched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass and sea Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just $0.89. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. We're having so much fun in studio and having a great time. And let's see here, we've got one open line. If you want it right now, it's at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Giving away, you can step right into Fastlane Kayak and have a $100 shopping spree on Jared's Salty Crew gear there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. For both a texter and a caller today.
That's right.
Yeah.
And wore my American flag Salty Crew shirt today. You've got Salty Crew stuff on.
I wish I had mine on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's all good. I know, right?
Hey, I have a great text here. Hi, Ron. I have a 2018 Outback and want to explore putting fish finder on it. Do you have any recommendations for a solid startup setup that would work great for the bay and open ocean fishing in La Jolla? That's from Juan in Temecula.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We've been doing both. Well, The Lowrance is the one we've been favoring, and that the one with the little side scan, the hook reveal, and then they also have some other ones that are just dialed in. The thing to do, though, is come in and explain to Callan or me, what kind of fishing do you really want to do? You know, is it rock fishing? Are you looking for structure? Or are you, you know, just looking for bait and, you know, yellowtail? Or if you're just lake fishing or bay fishing, it'll make a difference on which finder to do. And it's amazing to me how inexpensive fish finders are and how much they do. It blows my mind. It's hard for me to go out and even go spotty fishing without a finder anymore. I catch myself looking at it and going, wait, there's no fish down there. Keep moving. So, when you hunt and you see them, then fish. You know, how do I got to learn that lesson over and over. I'll just be sitting there casting mindlessly. And, you know, you have a little success here and there. But sure, if you have a finder, you're going along and you see marks, you see bait, you see a bump on the bottom. Hey, stop there. So I'm hooked on finders.
Yeah.
And, they're, like I said, a couple $100. That's how the inexpensive
and
they are.
And really, I mean, for the kayak, just knowing what depth you're in, knowing whether you're over a hard bottom or
water temperature.
Water temp. Yeah, right. It might be 2 degrees warmer over here than over there.
A couple weeks ago, I was fishing in the bay, and when I went it was 72 degrees, and all of a sudden it had dropped 5 degrees.
Oh.
That big tide swing had come in and
was
flooded
colder water.
So we just pedaled to where it got warm again, and there we were, hooking up.
We're so fortunate. Or actually, you're more fortunate, but having Mission Bay just right out your back door.
Oh, it's
such a beautiful fishery. And
it's a blast.
So many halibut come in there, and the spotties are loaded in there. And
I was fishing with the grandkids on the inflatable Fiesta.
Yeah.
That's the four-way one. And so we have the, you know, both Fisher and Finley on the boat with Jared, and we're out fishing. And no, it was with Hayden, and we caught a halibut, a good-sized one.
Yeah.
And so I asked the guys, what do we do with this? And they said, we let him go. We have it on video. It's on our Instagram. It's pretty fun fishing with your grandkids.
You have a wonderful family all the way around.
Right? That's cool. Well, hey, phones are packing up. 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike calling from Rosemead. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Hi,
this
Mike.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. I got a problem here. I have a cup of coffee in the morning. I turn on the local news, and then I turn on Let's Talk Hookup. And sometimes I call in like I'm doing right now. And now you have this video or live stream on. How am I supposed to do five things at once? Thanks a lot, Pete, for making my morning busy.
That's the best start of a call I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, you know, it's a dilemma.
Choices. Life's all about choices.
And
I'll say this. If you miss any of the video, it's you can access it 7:24 at our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. It's on there. If you just click on the live tab on YouTube, and it's there. It's there 7:24 once we finish the guy. Okay. And of course, on our app, it's also there too, so you can hear.
Well, the link to the you can listen to it through the app, but you can link the social media sites from.
And then the audio is always on the app that you can download and drive in your car with too. So
such a foreign language to me.
Yeah,
how do you remember all that stuff?
Believe me, Corey, I'm learning, right? Adding the second camera has really thrown me a loop this morning. So, but Ricky's listening and noted a few things on the second camera that I'm making some adjustments on. So we're working on it. Hi, Ricky. Ricky's by the way, Ricky's taking care of the kids today. That's why he couldn't make.
Oh,
so,
good morning, Rick.
They lost their babysitter flew to Hawaii, so he had to stay home.
Flew the coop,
but he'll be back tomorrow. But thanks, Corey, for stepping up.
Oh, stoked. You can anytime
for sure. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. Did you have a question?
Is he still there? No? I think he just wanted to voice his dilemma.
Okay, a dilemma, Hey, do you have a great text, Corey?
I do. Let me pull it up here. Hang on just a second here. This is, yes. Morning, guys. Great show. My question is for Ron. I'm an avid freediver and was wondering if Hobie makes a kayak that has a great platform for freediving and spearfishing, And it comes from Dan. He says, thanks, Dan from Spring Valley.
Pretty much any of the kayaks, you know, guys, you know, dive off all the time.
Yeah. Especially the pro angler, because you can put a lot of gear on it.
Yeah. The pro angler is harder to get into, though.
Oh, that's true.
Coming back up. I like
maybe the Lynx.
The Lynx would be awesome. Now, if you're free diving, you don't have the tanks involved, so any of them will work great.
Yeah. But the good point, easier to get into, there's none easier to get into than the Lynx, though.
The Lynx would be the easiest. The Outback's still very good because you have a handle right across.
Oh.
And when you slide back in, you're not lifting your legs up. You're just, you reach across, you pull your belly up first, and then you roll over on your butt, then you bring your feet in.
Yeah.
Belly, butt, feet.
And it keeps the center of gravity kind of in the middle. What kayak was I in when we were...
Outback.
The Outback.
You spent 12 hours in an Outback.
Seriously. Like, without an issue.
They're so stable.
Yes, very stable. I mean, that's why I'm mentioning the Outback, because that, for getting in as a freediver, would totally, like...
No, that's slick.
Yeah.
No, that's a... That Outback's tough to beat. I mean, I've been selling those things for probably 25 years now. And they've gone through many model changes, lots and lots of model changes, but the new configuration is one of my favorites. You know, wider back end for a lot of tackle management, a lot of storage, and then the sharp bow like the old Revolution had to make it fast. So you got the best of both worlds.
And having the stealth and the silent, like
getting
in on sea bass.
That's such a hot tip, you know.
Right?
Especially you're fishing around, you know, structure in lakes. You want to be stealthy. I mean, those guys put pads all over so that even the pliers don't make noise when they drop on
right.
the boats. It's, you know, how whatever you're fishing, kayaks can do it really well.
Yeah, for sure. Some great texts coming through, some great calls. We do have a line open. You want to get a chance to win one of those two Salty Crew shopping sprees at Fastlane Kayaks, $100 shopping spree. And 213-432-1010. You have a great chance to get through right now. Chris is standing by waiting for your calls. And Daryl writes, Ron, back in the day, there was a lady named Katie that sold kayaks from an old tackle shop on Dana.
Oh, yeah.
She had a guy there, had paddled the kayak to Hawaii with the
that was her
support
husband.
Boat. Could you elaborate on that, on the history of that?
But it is, well, I know. I knew Katie real well, and Ed Gillette is the guy's name. And, you know, I read...
Paddled a kayak to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Come
and
on, crazy.
And he was late. He was late longer than the trip was supposed to take.
Oh.
Yeah, they thought he was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had a support boat, I thought.
No.
No.
No, unassisted. Now, check this out. There was some sporting article I read, and it said 10 of the sporting things that went wrong, and he was one of them, and I knew two other guys. I'm going.
Right.
3 out of 10. I know these people. The sporting events that went way wrong. Anyway.
Oh, Jared, look at this.
Hey, we got Jared calling.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
He's like in big trouble. You're in big trouble.
Right? I think we've already overstepped the boundaries. Sorry, Jared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here, you guys cover for me. I'm going
to. Good job. Yeah. Good job.
I'm going to find out what's going
good
on.
Good job.
But anyway, yeah, the good story there for sure. And there's lots of good stuff.
Hey, live radio, live calls.
Ron is the first guy to ever answer the telephone during a lesson.
But why not? Hey, it's Jared.
Yeah, it's Jared, right? He's answering the phone. Anyway, and you can see it right here, right? On YouTube and Facebook Live.
Oh,
he's on the phone.
No getting away from it.
For sure. Want to thank, you know, while Ron's talking and such, I want to bring our attention to the new mounted screen in the back. Yeah, and all our sponsors rotating on the screen. We want to thank. These are the guys that really get, these are the guys that really help keep, Let's Talk Hookup rolling here. So
in a big
one. This is it. No, yeah, for sure.
Very good,
and
thank
so please support them, and that's why they rotate there. And are you finally done with your phone call? Did you mind? So you are the first in 33 years, Ron, which, are, by the way, our 33rd anniversary is next weekend.
Wow.
33 years on the air.
Wow.
You are the first person to answer a phone in 33 years.
So that's
live,
sort of breaking
live
rules,
on
it?
The air.
Is that breaking
live
rules?
Well, there are no rules.
But it was Jared.
There are no rules.
Well, Jared said we can talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, hey.
Yeah.
That'll be a total tease.
Yeah.
when we come back on Let's Talk Up.
Yeah.
Not only are we going to have fish reports and taking your calls. Hang on there.
Yeah.
It's going dark. Taking your calls. We're going to be taking your texts when we return on a Let's Talk Up app and a Sports Grid Network.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresci of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.